Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh here on The Fan. How you doing? Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger, running back Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler will be here at some point. Rami Makhlouf on vacation. And Packers and Falcons get ready to take battle on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Now, the remainder of the Packers schedule is as follows. They're home against Atlanta on Sunday. Leroy Butler's here now. They are at Chicago on December 16th, the following Sunday. Week 16, they are at the New York Jets. Week 17, the last week of the year, home against the Lions. So, again, home against the Falcons, at the Bears, at the Jets, home against the Lions, last game of the year, December 30th. That's what the remaining schedule is. With that being said, you want to see the Packers win out the remainder of their schedule. Because technically, mathematically, they are still alive for a playoff spot. It's going to take a whole bunch of stuff from other teams to happen in order to get them in, but they're technically, mathematically still alive. Do you want to see them win out? 414-799-1250.
Wait, this is a question?
414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Is this really a question?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're not used to losing. I understand. You've been a part of a winner your whole life, and this is different for you.
No.
This is different.
No, it's not, Steve.
Yes, it is, because you're a player, and you're not on the other side of it. So it's weird to think that somebody wouldn't want your favorite team to win.
It's weird because you're a loser. If you're telling me you want anybody to lose so you can benefit, you're a first-class loser.
I'm in that category. Put me down.
Oh, well, I already know that fool. You ain't got nothing to do with football. I'm just trying to put it in context.
Put that down.
It don't make no sense to want your team to lose to try to get a draft pick that most top 10 picks, they're bust anyway. It don't matter where your draft pick is. It can be one of 30. That's why the 30s always win. If you think about it, New England been down in them 20s and 30s. They've been winning all the time, Steve.
But they're getting multiple picks most years.
It don't matter,
they believe,
Steve,
in the draft as much as anybody else
does. It don't matter. I don't want to set precedent about losing. I apologize. But that was back in the 80s. But they was trying. They wasn't trying to lose. They didn't have no talent.
Forrest Gregg blew it up. I don't think he was really trying at that point.
I'm just saying, I don't want – this is not the NBA, people. But
Forrest Gregg was sick of 8-8. Wasn't that his deal? Forrest Gregg was sick of 8-8, and he had had enough, and he blew that thing up trying to fix it. And it went the other way.
And that's why he don't do it.
It went the other way.
He lost his job behind that.
This is what I'm going to say.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm fine playing Aaron Rodgers these next two games.
He's going to play all the games. What are you talking about? We're getting $100 million.
After the Bears game? I don't see any reason to play him. I don't see any reason to play Davante Adams.
God,
I don't see any reason
Steve.
To play who else is out there that I don't want to get hurt. Anybody
get
that
hurt.
Is Kenny Clark, not playing him. He's done. You can go sit on a beach somewhere. They're all done. They're done unless they absolutely have to play. I am not losing my season next year in meaningless football games, especially with a quarterback that can't stay healthy. So I got to have him in week one next year on the football field. I'm not getting him hurt against the Jets or the Lions when the season's over in meaningless football games. As far as wanting to win out or lose out, the only game that I care about winning is the Bears game. Outside of the Bears game, it don't really matter to me one way or the other. It really doesn't. If they lose to the Falcons, that means Rodgers isn't any better. I was wrong. So be it.
No, he can have a good game and they still lose.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
That's possible.
Right. That's true. You're right.
Fair enough. That kind of power.
No, you're right, because as Gary pointed out, they're screwed trying to cover all these wide receivers anyhow.
Yeah, they are. They're not that good, though.
Who, the wide receivers?
They're not having that kind of yet.
No, they're not.
No, they're going to be 12 degrees. Ain't going nowhere.
Cold, right. So,
Don't let one of them Joes get behind us, Leroy.
Falcons,
well, that's going to happen. But the ball can get hung all up in that swirling wind, Steve.
Good, yeah. So Falcons, whatever happens. Bears, I want that game. I want that game because it could have implications on them.
I want them all, Steve.
Jets game, do not care. Lions game, do not care. They won't care either by that point.
It's my job to win.
Now, you say, Leroy, well, top 10 pick, there's bus.
It is.
Okay.
You know that, Steve. How many times we say these people are bust?
Okay, that's fine.
We don't know what Gutekunst's going to do.
I'm not sitting here arguing with you.
No, I ain't. I'm arguing with myself.
But this is Steve, you missed it, Steve.
But this is my point.
Hold on. Let me do it again. This is going to be on key now. You got to do it. Here's what he said. You don't know what Gutekunst's going to do.
We don't.
Fair enough.
You didn't
do it.
What did I do?
Man made
I'm going to say it one more time. Say it to me then.
Oh, I know what you want me to do. Oh, yeah, sorry.
You don't know what Gutekunst's going to do.
Or Mark Murphy. That's what he wanted me to do. I didn't get it at first, but then I got it the second time. It clicked in my head. I was just a little slow on the uptake there. Yeah, because I did it to Gary earlier, so he wanted me to do it to you. Okay, so, but this is my thing. Okay, let's say they miss on that pick, right? But for me, it's not just the first round. You're improving your draft position in every single round throughout. So you're going up 5 to 10 spots by simply not winning the rest of your games in every single round the remainder of the draft. No, you're right. You may not hit on all of them. You may miss some. Sure, absolutely, right? Everybody says, I don't. But a lot of people say, oh, it's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're getting. Well, the really good guys, it's not as much of a crapshoot as some of these other guys. But I like my chances better there. And you're right. I am a loser. I've been a Bucks fan all my life. So
That's a drop. Leave the Bucks thing out of it, but that's a drop.
No, but that's why. But no,
hey,
but Leroy.
Lee on the phone.
But
that's
Leroy.
Hey, man. I've never seen somebody admit that.
Leroy, on, but that is the reason why.
That ain't the reason.
Yes, it is. When you watch.
You're not a loser if you pulling for your team and they lose.
When you watch.
That's not a loser.
When you watch a team for majority of your life and they're horrible, and your favorite part of every year is the NBA draft lottery to see if you can get up into top 1, 2, or 3 picks. And that's what it's been, Gary, what? For a majority of the last 20 years.
Yeah.
NBA draft lottery tonight. Yeah. Come on, baby!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When they got Bogut, I ran in here and did a special show because they got the number one overall pick. Now, we didn't know they were taking Bogut or Marvin Williams.
With your old lady just wrap up in
I was cold and lonely.
Sheets.
I was cold and lonely back then. I was cold and lonely. No.
They had the internet, cuz.
He was doing 30 shows.
I was doing 30 shows. I had no time for anything.
Why do you turn into this ball of, hey, you doing too many shows, you got your lady.
I'm a lot more chilled back now, for sure. No doubt. No one near as angry now.
Hey, if I would have got you a Tinder account a long time ago, they'd call you down.
So, for me, that's how it was being a Bucks fan. By the time you got to February, you were like, please don't win any more games and give us the best chance. Mm-hmm. And then the one year where they were horrible, they were the third worst team in the NBA, right? The other two teams were also tanking, and it was blatant tanking, right?
That's why people don't watch the NBA.
It was the only year all three of the top three teams didn't get into the top three of the NBA draft lottery. Yeah. All three of them.
None of those teams won a
That
damn
was
thing.
The year of Kevin Durant.
None of them won.
Greg Oden. Oden was one. Then Durant. Mm-hmm. And then the Bucks pick would have been Al Horford. You would have had Horford and Bogut had it just played out straight the way it should have played out. But it didn't happen because that's how the Bucks roll. But so, yeah.
It's
so that's
luck.
What I'm telling you is my experience of following losing teams comes from the Bucks.
But that don't make.
This is how it goes. You don't root for your team to win and screw up a potential chance to get a better pick.
I would never buy into that. I want my team to win every game. And if you pulling for your team, but this is just me. If you pulling for your team and they lose, that don't make you a loser. What makes you a loser when you say what Steve is saying, I intentionally want them to lose so I can gain a pick. Listen, you can get that high pick. And what is it going to get for you? I mean, Cleveland sitting there, they could have had Carson Wentz and your boy.
Bad front office is a bad front office.
But
you're
it
right.
don't matter. That's what I'm saying. You give it a bad front office,
I
a good pick.
Well, I don't know what Murphy's going to do. But Gutekunst,
I wouldn't do that.
I like him a lot. But I don't know. You're right. We don't know if he's good or bad.
Money. I just don't know nobody going to pay their money
now,
to see them lose.
Don't make me bring up Packer history. Because Packer history.
What's Packer history?
I'll tell you. Because Packer history, Packers screwed this up themselves in a similar situation. Last game of the year means absolutely nothing for the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Who are they taking on? The Cardinals that year, I want to say? And
yeah, I think it was the Cardinals.
The number one pick was sitting there. All they had to do was lose the stupid game.
Ain't
they would have had, Troy Aikman at one. They win the stupid game. Dallas gets one. They get Aikman. We get Tony Mandridge.
They probably would have took Tony Mandridge one anyway because it was a consensus people to take them either way.
Well, and the reason why
people,
it wouldn't matter.
I didn't remember for taking Mandridge, but they could have had Aikman.
Well, no.
The
reason why they took Mandridge, because the year before they took Brent Fullwood.
Correct.
So they had the running back that they thought was going to be
the
guy.
Yeah, so now you get a lineman.
And then you go get a lineman. That's what they took.
I think if they had get one, they would have took Aikman. Don't know. We'll never
Aikman
know.
Aikman wasn't that great of a quarterback to take number one.
They thought that they had their franchise running back in Brent Fullwood.
Maybe that's a fan thing, like you
said.
It
is a fan thing.
Yeah, well, fans are a bunch of losers.
Right. There you go. That mentality,
you are a loser.
Hey, there you go.
I want my team to lose.
That's the other thing. You remember that draft?
That's amazing.
Barry Sanders was in that draft. Derek Thomas was in that draft.
He calls me today. Hey.
I think that's just a spark.
Hey, Gary.
Soldiers, real
no.
Come on.
He says he's hearing it. So let's go. 414-799-1250.
All right.
Let's go.
Brad and Racine, you're next on
the
fan.
You better stop blocking people.
Hi, guys. Glad to talk to you. You know, Leroy, I love you to death.
Don't you give me this loser stuff.
I've got to disagree with you. You cannot discount the fact
what?
That the higher you draft, the much better chance you have of getting
great. Okay, how's it working
players?
For Cleveland? They've been drafting high forever.
Got about the same talent level as the Packers.
I want the Packers to lose games. Right now, they're in the 10th draft position, and they can go as high as 5 or 4. Do you know what kind of ammunition that gives Gutekunst to next year's draft and possibly in drafts after that? Could he choose to trade back?
Well, that's your address. I'm coming. You got season tickets?
What's that?
Do you have season tickets?
Yeah, I'm a gold package holder.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm pulling it. I'm pulling your ticket.
He's trying
you can
to
never
bully
go
you.
Up. No, I'm not.
You're anti-bullying. You're trying to bully
hey,
him.
This is my friend.
Bullying. The higher you draft, the better, greater
sure.
players.
Okay, sure, I agree with that.
What is in it for winning now?
I want your ticket.
Last 3 or 4 games.
Put your wife on the phone. I want your address. I want your address. Come pick.
All right, Brad, take care.
Well, take it. I'm just being silly.
You have to lose out now.
No, yeah, no. We're not losing out. No, we're not doing that.
But thanks for the phone call. Thanks, I love it.
He brings up another good point that I didn't bring up.
What's that?
Okay, so let's say they air at 6 or 7 in the first round instead of 10, 12, 13, whatever it would have been, right?
They get a bust.
Okay, but let's just say they make that pick.
And we ain't got the money for them high picks, no.
But now, all of a sudden, because you have that high second-round pick, you can now package that with the Saints pick at the end of one and move back up to the middle of the first round. So now you got a chance to get 2 players in the top, say, 20 in the NFL draft.
That's fantasy land.
And you need defensive players.
Because when he tried to do that, y'all killed him. When he jumped out of the first round. Oh, what is he doing? Take this guy. Yeah, when he did it this past draft. Then he jumped back in like hopscotch. Oh,
and he was all
you know
over
what
the
he
place.
Doing there. So that's what I'm saying. We don't know what this guy going to do.
No, we have no idea.
So, hey, listen.
He's not bashful about trading, though.
If you're calling up,
no, he's not.
I want your tickets. That's immediately, true. You're not going to another Packer game these next few home games. Just send a ticket to me. I'll get them to some kids that want to
go. Holiday shopping is upon us. Time to go get yourself some presents for your loved ones and jewelry store is always a good place. Gary, got any ideas?
Yeah, you know, I was talking about the jewelry center. You know, I always talk about the storefront property that they have that you get out of your car and you walk right into this jewelry center.
Right up front.
They make it easy for you.
Yeah.
But you know what my good friends at the jewelry center are doing right now?
Valet?
ShopTJC.com.
Valet.
This is even better than valet. This is better than valet.
Dean comes
here's
out,
why this is better. Stuff. Here's why this is better than valet. ShopTJC.com because you're sitting at your computer right now listening to the Big Show.
Yeah.
You can go to ShopTJC.com right now and do a live chat. They will point you in the right direction.
Gary, you got to be focused on the show. You can't be live
chatting. Well, no, I'm not doing it right now.
Oh, you're not doing
it. I'm talking to the people.
Oh.
They will point you in the right direction to get you the best deal on a piece of jewelry. And you don't even have to leave your home or your office if you're listening to me right now. ShopTJC.com. Dean is always trying to do some cutting-edge stuff. You know what else? They deliver it. Deliver it to you.
Right to your door.
They deliver it to you. Folks, you don't have to leave. You don't have to leave your office. You leave your home. ShopTJC.com right now. And on the 14th and 15th, they're going to have Customer Appreciation Day. So if you did want to get out of the house,
that's amazing.
You can do that. On the 15th, my good friend Leroy Butler will be there from 12 to 2. Is that Saturday?
Yeah, that's a Saturday from 12 to 2. Try to get there early. There's going to be a lot of people there. But if you pre-order the Leap Watch, we got a separate line for you. So you don't have to wait. You can just come pick up your number, your box, get it signed, and you're out.
And they've got great brands, guys. Le'Veon, Alex Inani, Pandora. They got a lot of great brands, a lot of other stores really can't carry. So go check my good friends out right now at shoptjc.com. You can do their live chat, and they can walk you through every single thing that they have in the store, and you can get your purchase right there online.
I think that's sitting there to make you buy stuff. It smells good in there. You want to just hang around. Mainly for the Tutoros, me and Baby Tausch.
All right. Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Fiverr with you. Ryan producing other side of the glass. Asking you, do you want the Packers to win out? Pretty simple. 414-799-1250. Let's go to Jim on the south side. You're next on the fan. What's up, Jim?
Here we go.
Were you hiding it or something?
Nope.
What was in your stocking you got from St. Nick?
Reality.
Whoa, nothing. Hey.
Reality was in my stocking. What was in yours? Dreams?
Whoa. Hey, nothing. Look at this guy.
There's nothing in his stocking, sir.
Hey, man, Steve been in his business for 30 years, man. You ain't going to trip him up, man. Come on,
cuz. Man, I'm with the caller there. What was in your
stocking? All right, Jim, so what's up? So tell me the benefit of them winning out.
The benefit is, you know, watching a quality game. You say playoffs.
Oh, so
you possibly think if this team, by some magical cross your fingers, some plane crash goes down to make a playoff, they'd go absolutely anywhere?
Did you did you hear what you just said? You said that a plane would have to crash for them to make the playoffs, but yet you want them to win all their games.
I know they're not going to. I'm a realist fan. I mean, I hope they'll win at least two of them, but to win all of them, I mean, they just lost last week. What are their chances against
the Bears? They play three crappy teams in the Bears.
So the Bears' defense is not going to give them a challenge?
Of course they will. Yeah. I'm not asking what will happen. I'm asking you, do you want them to win out?
Well, wouldn't want the team to win out.
But I don't.
Say they're not going to.
Okay,
that's
Jim. Okay, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
This isn't, let me clarify, because I don't want to confuse people. We're not asking
you
what
you should pose it. I think you should say it like this. Do you want them to lose the rest of their games for a better draft spot?
Because this is the deal. Because I don't want them to lose the rest of their games. I want them to beat the Bears. Outside of that game, I'm fine losing the other three. But the Bears game, I want them to win. Any chance to screw up the Bears, I'm in. Outside of that game, doesn't really matter. Once we get past the Bears, they can sit Rodgers, Adams, and the rest of them for the Jets and the Lions games. I really don't care. Doesn't matter to me one way or the other. Because I do not want to be in a situation, and say I'm playing scared. I've been accused of that forever. But
You need some therapy. You should change your whole way of thinking.
I don't want to be in a situation in the Jets or Lions game, Rodgers gets hurt, and now he's gone.
Get hurt.
Hold on. But I don't want him in a situation where, say it's another collarbone or something, where he's gone a majority of next year now, and the season's already wasted.
Kaiser, man. Let him play.
You know what that's going to be like? We're going to go to training camp knowing Rodgers ain't playing. Do you know how many people around here are going to care about the Packers?
That's life. That's life in the NFL. You can't change any of that stuff. Yes, that can happen. You're right.
Absolutely.
It can.
But if he's not playing, he can't get hurt.
That's life in the NFL. We're not going to pull Rodgers to see what Kaiser does for the last two, three years. I don't care what Kaiser does. But there are a lot of people.
This is about Rodgers staying healthy.
But there are a lot of people. I have heard, Steve, because you're not far. When you said this topic, the reason why I went with it, because you're right, there are a lot of people doing it. I have heard other stories or other sides of this where they wanted Kaiser to go ahead and play so we can see what we got.
They didn't see preseason.
I mean, I've been hearing that.
Sure.
So basically what you're still saying, tank the season, let's see what Kaiser's got, and then he gets some experience, and then we have a better quarterback going into next year just in case. That's out there, too.
Well, the Kaiser experience going into next year, I guess. But
that's
Kaiser's played a full year.
Well, yeah, he's played a whole year, but.
It's not.
But he's never played in Green Bay and under this.
But the other problem is you're going to get a new coaching staff and your whole new offense, so that's really not going to matter either with Kaiser. Mike in Tosa, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show on a Football Friday.
Well, all I know is, fellas, this is taking me back to about a decade ago. You better be thankful that Sparky found true love, because when he did all those shows like for 12 hours, this is how he used to snap at fools, man.
Yeah, like, that's right.
If Twitter was around and more widespread back in 05 and 06, Sparky B. Manning Space Mountain right now.
Hey, Sparky, that's a chance you slide your podcast in there, boss.
According to Sparky, day five of the Annie Spitzer horrible family vacation, the drama continues. We just posted that up the other day at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it fair to say that I think they should battle it until they're either mathematically eliminated themselves, which I know is like a 1% away from that happening, or the team that they're playing is mathematically eliminated from either getting higher in the playoffs or they're not going to make the playoffs, i.e. those last two games. I mean, I'm not going to be angry with them if they're sitting people or trying to learn from other. But until them or the team they're playing have nothing to gain or lose, then I think that is up to the organization. Don't you guys think that's fair? So that's not this week or the Bears game, because we're still sort of in it, barely, and the Bears are definitely fighting for something. But then if we're playing Jets and Lions, most likely both of us are eliminated. I guess play player personnel, they should dictate how they want to operate, right?
Hey, man, listen.
Thanks, Mike.
Matthew Stafford played his whole career. They weren't going nowhere. Man, just play it. That's his job. How about in the real world? Let's cross over. You think you can just – the market's been down. Do you think you just not come to work? Stop it. You got to go to work.
It's not the real world, though. It's
okay, we're going to cross back over. Okay, let's cross back over. It's sports. Sports mean you play. You play.
Unless you're LeBron.
It is what it is. Or stars in the NBA,
and then you can sit and rest.
It is what it is. That's why we ain't the NBA. That's why we're special. That's why it's the number one sport. I paid a ticket. I want to see the best. This ain't preseason. Preseason, okay, I get it. I don't want nobody to play. Gurley didn't play preseason.
And that's where you and I disagree on preseason. I do want Rodgers to play.
No.
Especially this year when he had a bunch of rookie wide receivers, so we don't have the crap we've been watching all year, them not getting on the same page.
I don't need to see him, cuz.
Obviously,
see him
he did, because they aren't very good together.
Well, I mean, they were. He started changing things, and then the kid saying, well, should I listen to Rodgers or my coach?
Right.
Don't put him in that position.
Absolutely
just throw the damn ball to the open guy. It's not that hard.
Gary in Waukesha, you're next on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's up, Gary?
Okay, as far as winning, I just want them to win because until they lose, they're still in the playoffs, period.
Okay.
So once they lose, they lose. But let me give you three quick examples of why you don't need the number one pick. Seems to me the Packers did pretty good years ago with a 16th-round pick from Alabama named Starr. Then we had a quarterback for 20 years that our opponents, the Falcons, gave away because they didn't want him.
Well, they got a number one pick for him. They didn't give him.
No, but they gave him to us because they didn't want the guy.
Yeah, he's third string, right.
And then we did pretty good in 2006 with the 24th pick. I think we got a guy named Rodgers.
These are all quarterbacks.
Well, but the point is, and then our number one pick, Tony Mandarich, who ruined us.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lose your game so you can get a better pick. You just play the games to win and take what you get for your draft picks.
I totally understand that. Some people believe that karma will get you if you do stuff like what I'm suggesting.
I don't think so. I think it's been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, you're right. If you think about the NBA, right, they've been doing that since
forever.
That's why they created the draft lottery, and it just made it worse.
Right. The NFL, not so much.
No.
You would have to pull players out because you
– For the Packers, you just have to pull 12.
You got to pull – yeah.
And then you know you lose.
Because guys can't go – You don't brother-in-law it out.
Nope. You'll get hurt.
You get hurt. So that's why they have to go for a goal. NBA, you know, I just, might be do a little something there.
I just value the customer who paid their money. That's all. I would never do that to guys. It's 20,000 people waiting on this list, and they got to see Aaron Rodgers sit there with a cape on.
Well, see, that's a great point because I got a message here from Jameson. I want them to lose out, so I move up on the club season ticket holders list.
Stop, Jameson.
I can put on 75 pounds, have a 6-inch zipper on the back of my neck, and walk with a limp. If you have Packer season tickets, you get the women.
Hey, tell what? Him. He's named after a drink, so you I'm not taking women. Him seriously.
He says if you got Packer season tickets, you can get anybody because any woman wants to go to a Packer game
They only want to go the first four games, Jameson. That's it.
Once it gets cold out, they're out.
They're out.
So if it's December
That's
games, don't care.
Don't care.
Too cold.
You can't give them away.
Girls can go.
If it's a playoff game, they may think that's special. But outside of that,
Women are a lot smarter than you think.
Gary's debunking that whole mess.
Hey, I'm telling you, I see them.
Right. All right, we got one more, and we'll get to the sports flash. Steve, Northside, you're next on the Fan.
Yeah. Leroy, you're 100% right. 100% right. I've been a Packer fan since 1962, not from Wisconsin. I'm born and raised in New York, and these guys have got to win out. And if they got to play, they're playing for contracts. You don't want to sit the starters. You don't want to. You want to play them and play them out the way the season goes.
All right, fair enough. Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it.
One other question I'd like to ask you. I sent you a couple of emails. Mailed you one to Hale's Corners. I never got any kind of response. It's really, really important. I just would love to be able to hear from you. And if you could just look for it and return that, I would really, really appreciate it.
Okay. What's your name, my brother?
Steve.
Steve what?
My last name is Bernstein. That's Bernstein. And I got my email in there and also my home address and phone number.
Okay.
All right, Steve. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have my assistant get in touch with her assistant and look through all that mail. I do get a bunch of mail.
It's got a team of people.
Yeah. Make sure we find that. Steve Bernstein?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Matt Bernstein?
Yep.
I can find it for you, Steve, and get right back to you, cuz.
All right, let's get to it.
I'll tell you what. Did he hang up? Yeah. I would say tell Horlack to get his stuff now. His email.
Is he gone?
What is he doing over there?
He's getting ready to do a sports flash.
But that don't matter, Steve. He was out here gossiping us.
Yeah, just running out.
And had a sports flash.
Look at him. Horlack.
Is he smiling?
Yeah, he's laughing.
That's my guy. I love him.
Yeah, he's laughing at you.
Glad he's back.
Hopefully he can get through the flash.
Sports flash right now.
Ah, from the Master Z's WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Ryan Horvat. Master Z's Waukesha, your holiday shopping headquarters. Is your rec room ready for the holidays? Let Master Z's make it fun and memorable for the entire family. Online at MasterZ's.com. First on the Fan, big college hoops game coming up tomorrow when number 12 Wisconsin faces off against 7-2 Marquette. Tip off for that one, 4 p.m. Wisconsin coach Greg Gard on a pretty solid Marquette team.
I mean, they're good. They're good. Good players. You know, it's an in-state game. It's important in terms of the game of basketball for the state.
More basketball on tap for tonight. The Bucks host the Warriors at the Pfizer Forum for a nationally televised 8:30 p.m. tip. Bucks handed the Warriors one of their worst losses of the season earlier this year in a 134-111 blowout. Golden State will be without Draymond Green. He'll miss his 11th straight game with a toe injury. The Bucks will look to stay hot against the league's top teams this season, currently 4-0 against the top three teams in the East and 3-1. Against the top four teams in the West. After the game, tune into the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Packers get set to host the Falcons this Sunday, their first game under interim head coach Joe Philbin. Kickoff's at noon. Following the game, tune into the Green and Gold post-game show with Bill Michaels, former Packer and Badger Gary Ellerson. College football news, some surprising news today. Former Ole Miss coach Hugh Freeze agrees to become Liberty's new head football coach. And Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray named the nation's top quarterback with a Davey O'Brien award. He actually splits those awards with Tua from Alabama. The update brought to you by Stenny's, your football headquarters. Watch all the Badger and Green Bay games at Stenny's with food specials and a variety of Wisconsin craft beer. If you're going to Green Bay, take the Stenny's coach bus to home games. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Listen live on theradio.com at 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, along with Gary Ellerson, along with Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Ryan Horvath, other side of the glass. And it is that time where we get to find out who's hurt and who's not.
It's a Pick and Save Football Friday on The Fan.
And then I just felt the hit. It hurt.
Who's banged up this week for the Pack?
It will require surgery.
Here's this weekend's injury report on The Fan.
All right, time for the injury report. We'll start with the Atlanta Falcons, I guess. Matt Bryant, their kicker, longtime kicker in the NFL, back injury. Limited participant today, hasn't practiced all week. It's questionable as of today for the Atlanta Falcons. Logan Paulson, their tight end, listed as out. He has not participated all week with a knee and ankle injury. Ryan Schrader, offensive tackle, he is listed as a full participant today, so you expect him to play. Full participation for Olunkin, their linebacker, so he should play. Deion Jones, linebacker, who missed the first part of the season after he got hurt, he was a full participation with a foot injury. He's good to go. Grady Jarrett, limited participation yesterday and today. They don't have a status for him as of right now, but limited participation for him, so don't know if he's going to play or not, and he's a pretty good player. He's got a shoulder injury, Gary.
Steve, let me hit you with this. Would you do this? We're going to get into this a little bit next week, probably Tuesday. But let me ask you, would you do this?
Your hat's very distracting. Okay, go ahead.
Trade Rodgers.
No.
To San Francisco.
I'm not trading Rodgers.
For Garoppolo.
No.
And two first-round picks.
And Kyle Shanahan?
No.
Okay.
Garoppolo to San Francisco and two first-round picks.
Where did you get this from? Okay, so I hate this. God, I hate this. Okay, so if this is a legitimate possibility, that like that could be a possibility.
Would you do that? Garoppolo to San Garoppolo. So Rodgers go to San Francisco. You get Garoppolo and two first-round picks.
Including their one this year?
Yes.
So this would happen before the draft?
Yes.
Or on draft day?
Yes.
So let me tell you what's happening with me right now. Like, my stomach is turning and I'm starting to get nauseous.
Now, Garoppolo's hurt, though, right?
I swear to God. Yeah, well, whatever. But
everybody comes back from ACL.
Right. So stomach's turning a little bit, getting a little bit nauseous here. Because my head says, yes. My head says you do that. But the rest of my body says you can't trade 12. But my head says you do it.
He gets to go home.
I don't care about Rodgers.
But I'm just saying for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no pressure. Because they're dog meat right now. They're not any good. So, no pressure whatsoever. You get a young up-and-coming, what I believe will be a star in Garoppolo, because I think that kid's going to be really good. Work ethic's really good. Smart. I like Garoppolo a lot. You know that, because I've told you how much
exactly.
I like Garoppolo. Okay?
Well, yeah.
And now you're saying, now I'm going to get, I'm going to look up where they're at.
Look at where they're at.
Hold on.
Two first-round picks. This year's first-round pick you get. I don't know where they're at, though. We have to look.
I'm looking right now. See, and that's, for me, the one thing where they won? They're one. I believe they're one. Oakland is two. So you'd have a chance to have, well, depending on what happens. San Francisco and Oakland both have two wins. Jets and Arizona both have three wins. And then you have a ton of teams with four wins. Mm-hmm. So if they continue to lose, they could be number one or number two at the end of the year.
I got people already blowing me up, saying do the trade.
Like I said my head says yes. But my heart and the rest of my body say I can't do it without being sick. I just – because, I mean, it puts them in a better situation than having to deal with 12. It puts you in a better situation of getting another coach because you don't have to worry about the guy not being coachable and having a problem there. But are you willing to learn with Garoppolo? But your window's way more wide open. And he's on a brand new contract. You just paid him. It's less than Rodgers on top of it to go along with it. So you're actually saving money from that perspective. My head says yes, Gary, but I still get sick of the thought of trading a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Would you send A-Rod to San Fran?
This is Gary's trade, not mine.
Well, it's...
Just to clarify. Well, whatever. You're the one that brought it up, not me.
Oh, that's the
before you come yelling at me saying, oh, what are you making up with this crazy crap?
Inside
for?
Information here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have yelled at you.
Would you send Rodgers to San Fran, get to go home, get to be with his folks, send Rodgers to San Fran, you get back Garoppolo and two first-round picks, and right now their first-round pick
is one overall.
First pick.
They're tied with Oakland.
No, because Aaron don't want to go back to his folks.
Well, I don't. Who cares about that? You're the Packers. I don't care where Aaron wants to go.
I say no.
It's not his call.
No, I ain't doing that.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Get back Garoppolo.
I don't want Garoppolo.
And two first-round picks.
Which would you think is going to be top two pick?
Garoppolo done?
No, I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you. I don't want it.
Okay.
Yeah, get that to somebody else. Yeah. Go troll that out there. Put that on Twitter. Have people yell at you. Y'all stop this. Get rid of Aaron Rodgers stuff.
Let me ask you a question.
It's going to be full effect. Hey, you let them lose. He's right. You let them lose. Them lose come Sunday, cuz.
I'm telling you right now, you get Garoppolo, you get one or two. Plus, if you lose out and you end up with, end up with like six or seven, so you're going to have one or two, six or seven, 30, and then come back in the next round six.
Yes,
you're going to have one, two, three, four, four picks in the top 40.
Yes, you know what has to happen.
Which better your team is?
But you know what has to happen?
Strippers will be here if you bring Garoppolo here.
Who cares?
Yeah, we don't care.
I don't care. I don't live in Green Bay. Do what you want to do.
You know what has to happen, though?
Too. You're right.
Rodgers, though, if he's not accurate on Sunday and he's throwing balls at people's feet, somebody in there has to ask him, is your shoulder okay?
Yes. Agreed.
Somebody has to.
Just if on the other side.
If he, no.
Oh, I don't want to hear that either.
If he's playing the same way, somebody has to ask him. And if, indeed, he has to have another surgery after the season's over with.
Then you can't trade him. You're screwed because he won't pass a physical, probably.
No, somebody still take him and give it two first.
Even with the offseason surgery.
Yeah. You and Steve crazy.
Yeah, sure.
Now I'm crazy. I'm not the one that came up with it.
You entertained this foolishness.
I said, let me tell you what I said. Because you just walked in.
I said, he told me, I said, let me tell you what's happening with me right now. I'm getting very nauseous and my stomach is turning when he said it.
Yeah, my, you tried to cut Mike off. My I think brain, Mike was from Appleton. You tried to cut him off.
My brain says, I do this deal. The rest of my body says, you're going to be physically sick if they do this deal.
Well, your brain's bigger than your body. So, I mean, believe what your brain says.
It makes, you're going to save money.
Once you are, Corbett.
No. You're going to get a great
put
draft.
That out
That's
there.
Not his name.
What's that?
We don't have time for this.
Put that out.
No, you got just, fantasy football at 4
no,
o'clock.
That's fine. Just put it out there and just let people respond to
no,
it.
No. We're going to do this next o'clock. Week when we'll got time.
You
want
to do that exact question?
Yes. Just hold on to it.
And do the Aaron Rodgers.
Because if
too.
He doesn't play well against Atlanta, you're going to have more people coming to that other side. So let's just wait. We'll do this next week. Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever.
All right.
Tuesday or Wednesday are good because I'm not here. Y'all
his
can do it, and I'll be part of it.
See,
that's beautiful, bro.
Look how you do
man,
that.
Man, that is such a difficult
look how
deal,
he does
man.
That.
2 years ago, 3 years ago, everybody was saying Drew Brees was finished. I read multiple pieces that Tom Brady was done, the Patriots were done. Once again, the beginning of this season.
But you see, what they've done with Tom Brady this year, more so than any other year?
Mm-hmm.
It's all short passes.
Get rid of the ball quickly.
And he's not all that accurate.
But look at Drew Brees. It was the same thing.
He's
it was a shoulder injury.
Short passes.
Yeah. But Ryan. Mm-hmm. Ryan, listen to me.
Drew Brees.
That's Josh McDaniels, bro.
I don't want Josh McDaniels.
Drew Brees in a class by himself.
I'm going to tell you this. Now, just think about what Gary's saying here, okay?
Right.
Now, it depends on what you think of Jimmy Garoppolo. I like me some Jimmy Garoppolo. Gary knows it, so I'm a sucker for this pick, okay? But even if you just put that aside for a second, just say you think he's going to be above average. Garoppolo's not going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he's going to be above average. But now I'm telling you, you get him, and you get one or two overall to get – Bosa, let's say.
Yeah, you're going to get Nick Bosa.
You get Bosa, right? You're good Bosa. He's just as good as his brother, they say.
Or the boy, I like the guy from Alabama better, though.
Okay.
Is it Quentin or what is his name?
So let's say you take Bosa.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get him.
I don't like Bosa.
Now you come back. Now you come back 6 or 7 if you lose like you're supposed to, and you're going to get another defensive player, maybe another pass rusher to go with him. That kid from Kentucky, Josh Allen. So now you're going to get 2 pass rushers. And you haven't even got to the Saints pick at the end of 1. Oh, by the way, you pick 6 or whatever at 32 again. So now I get 2 more picks. Now I can take an offensive tackle or an offensive guard at 30. Mm-hmm. I can come back at 6 or 7, get me a safety.
Yeah.
And I still got my quarterback, and he's cheaper than Rodgers. Yeah. So I got more money to play with.
Right. Not doing it.
Dude, it's hard to argue against this.
I'm not giving
this.
Up anything.
It's hard to argue.
This is how I argue.
It's your heart. It's controlling your decision.
A little bit.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I'm an Aaron Rodgers apologist.
Y'all giving me a headache with this foolishness.
Right.
I don't know, man. He's won you way more games than he's lost you.
Bring up this stuff.
All I got to say is this. If this is a possibility, I would not want to be the Packers front office.
I would.
Because this would keep me up at night.
I would maybe think about it if you're getting Kyle Shanahan.
The backlash you would
man,
get.
I don't want no Kyle Shanahan. What are y'all talking about?
I don't
about?
Want Jimmy Garoppolo.
Do you know
me
how,
neither.
If you thought the front office was hated when they did what they did to Favre,
wait
and see what happens when you trade for Garoppolo, who hasn't done anything at San Francisco, like Leroy said, right?
No,
at multiple ones.
Thing.
You watch. It'll be horrible. Now, if they don't care about that, I don't think Murphy does. If they don't care about that,
no.
Do it to it.
Hey, man, I just gave Aaron Rodgers a guarantee $130 million.
Your window,
let me hit you with Steve.
Your window gets a lot wider for a lot longer if you get Garoppolo.
Steve, let me hit you with something else. One last thing. And I want you.
It's not your guarantee. 3 good quarterbacks in a row.
I don't know if you got enough time to explain this to me.
We're already late.
Steve.
Yeah, let's go to him.
This whole Mark Murphy, Brian Gutekunst.
Oh, not this again.
Is doing everything that you would want them to do. They ain't messing around, man.
No, Gary.
You may not like the structure.
No, I don't.
But they ain't doing what's his boy from Florida State, Jamal, whatever state that for 4 or 5.
Jamal Reynolds. No.
They ain't doing that.
And I appreciate that.
They ain't doing what's the kid? Demarius, what's his name?
Randall.
We'll just wait till the end of the year to trade him. We doing it now.
You're done.
It's different. Hey. I don't know if you don't see it.
I'm telling you. No, I see what you're saying.
It's.
If they do this deal.
He give you the side eye too, Steve. So you know
it ain't the same, Steve. But it ain't same old green. It ain't same old Packers.
This isn't
with them
me
jokers.
Coming up with something in my brain and going, man, wouldn't this be crazy if this happened? This is Gary saying, hey. This might have some possibility.
Yeah, might,
okay? So
might.
This isn't some crazy harebrained idea. Yeah. This is stuff Gary's heard through grapevine. Yeah.
So you said Gary don't come up with stupid stuff, too? He come up with stupid stuff, too.
Dude, a lot of his stuff is right, though.
People on Twitter are agreeing with you, Sparky. A lot of people saying they would do it.
Wait a minute. How did you put this on Twitter?
I didn't put it up on Twitter. People are listening.
People are listening and tweeting at us because they're listening to the show.
Let me look at
hey,
you.
Block this everybody is, that agreed with it.
Like I said, if I
don't worry, I will.
If this is a legitimate thing and I'm Green Bay and whoever's pulling the strings up there, I'd have a hard time sleeping tonight because I know I'm going to be under fire if I do this deal from everybody. Everybody's going to kill him.
You
if they
think
do
Kyle
this deal.
Shanahan even lets him do that deal? I mean,
hell yes! To get Aaron Rodgers?
All those first round
Kyle Shanahan
picks,
says, done. Let's go.
Now.
I don't know, man. Nick Bosa is pretty damn good.
Yeah,
I'm not giving up that first round
I'll tell you
pick.
Something else.
Yeah, all them college guys ain't for
nothing. Unlike Green Bay, people will go play for less in San Francisco. It's warmer. Everything that goes along with it in California.
They ain't got the fan base.
You're going to have wide receivers that don't have rings that'll go there and play on a one-year deal to go play with 12.
Nah, you better stay here, boy.
I'm telling you. We got to finish.
You know what I know? You better not. Hey, man, these people in Wisconsin are loyal people that, hey, you ain't playing football your whole life. You better save every dime.
We got to finish the injury report because that's what we started with.
These people here are great.
Questionable this week, Byron Bell.
You got the best fan base.
The guard did not participate today, but they don't practice today, so this is what they say would have happened.
Yeah.
So he's questionable.
We'll ask Clemens.
Hunter Bradley, the long snapper, limited, questionable.
Why you even read that one?
Bashaud Breeland, cornerback, full participation, still questionable. Contrell Bryce, safety, ankle concussion, full participation, still questionable. Brian Bulaga, you were asking about Gary?
Yes.
Did not participate all week, knee, and he's sick. Doubtful.
And he's sick.
Okay. Randall Cobb, limited, full participant today if they would have had practice, but they don't give him a status. Jimmy Graham, same thing. No status given, but they would have said he would have participated. You got to think Jimmy Graham will play. Raven Green, number 36, out. Clay Matthews, full participation, thinking he's going to play. Rodgers, same. St. Brown, same, full participation all week with an elbow. Lane Taylor, limited participation all week, questionable. So the only guys that looks like aren't playing for sure are Bulaga and Raven Green. And then a bunch of other questionables. That's a 50-50 proposition for those guys if they play. Okay, we're not taking calls on 479-1250. Gary opens up a can of worms leading into Kesnick. Unbelievable.
Hey, I want to talk about my good friends over at Northern Brewery. It's time to go have something to drink.
I wish Ronnie was here for this one.
Located on Howie 100 and Greenfield Avenue, where you can become your own brewmaster, guys. Where you can make your own beer, wine, or soda. They'll show you how to do it for free. Their brewing classes every Saturday for free. They'll show you how to do it. Barley, grains, and hops, they're right there in the store. They have kits that you can mix it up and make your own beer according to your taste buds. Go check them out today. That's Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100 and Greenfield Avenue.